This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Survivors of last year's Club Q shooting say they're not getting access to money raised for them by the Colorado Healing Fund. Survivors gathered at the steps of the Colorado Springs City Hall yesterday, criticizing the method used to distribute for those funds, calling it a consistent battle.
We need people to address and ask them, why are they doing this to us?
We chose to go out. We did not choose to be in a mass shooting situation. And we're sitting here, standing up and saying, enough is enough. Distribute the funds.
The fund's executive director says there's still more than $1 million left out of the $3 million raised for the survivors. The survivors say they need the money now to help with their bills and other needs. But officials say the money has also been set aside to help pay for, quote, future trauma experienced by the victims. El Paso County's coroner says a 19-year-old woman died after being strangled, although he can't be sure that drugs didn't play a role in her death. Dr. Leon Kelly testifying yesterday as a part of the prosecution's murder case against Joel Hollendorfer. Kelly said that his autopsy confirmed that Cara Nichols died of asphyxiation from being choked or strangled. He also said he couldn't completely rule out the possibility of heroin as a cause of death. Prosecutors have accused Hollendorfer of strangling Nichols in 2012, then burying her body on a family property near Black Forest. Attorneys on both sides say the jury could begin discussing a verdict as early as tomorrow. A Colorado Springs King Super is meanwhile temporarily closed due to a possibility of asbestos in the building. The company said the crews made the discovery during the testing of the location on South Academy in Hancock, which is currently being remodeled. King Super said the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is assisting with the evaluation and guiding the next steps, while shoppers like Chantel Williams are left with more questions.
We just purchased some fresh seafood that we ate last night. We also purchased some items that I know that are packaged there in the store, fresh items. So, you know, am I going to be told, you know, what's going on?
The store will remain closed for the time being.
More than 5 million tons of toxic waste remains buried at an old uranium mill in Canyon City. Now a federal lawmaker is concerned how it could affect the community. U.S. Representative Brittany Peterson sent a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency. She's worried about the cleanup at the Cotter Mill, which closed in 2011, but left liquid materials and uranium on the remaining site. In her letter, Representative Peterson says that she wants better signage around the facility along with improved fencing. Neighbors like Emily Tracy want the agency to monitor the air and water for toxins.
We don't know for sure. There is a lot of anecdotal information of all kinds of health impacts, particularly people who live closer to the mill site or maybe were using contaminated water for years.
The EPA's next step is to do a health risk assessment of the cleanup. Then they'll create a plan around that assessment. And finally, the VFW Post in Penrose says that they were burglarized yesterday, saying they suffered roughly $15,000 worth of damage done. The Fremont County's Sheriff's Office says that someone broke into the post about 3:20 in the morning. According to the Sheriff's Office, the door was broken down. It appears as if crooks got into the scratch ticket machine. The VFW says the burglars got away with $2,000 to $4,000 in cash. They are believed to be driving a gray or tan 2011 or 16 Ford F-450. If you have any information, you're asked to contact the Fremont County Sheriff's Office.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.